This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 25th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. CBP deliveries up slightly. Legislature close to removing Cesar Chavez Day. More CEQA reviews for projects. The Bureau of Reclamation yesterday increased water supply allocations for contractors served by the Central Valley Project, citing improved hydrologic conditions. South of Delta agriculture service contractors were raised to 20% from an initial 15%, while municipal and industrial users saw modest increases as well. Reclamation pointed out to recent storms improved reservoir storage runoff forecasts, but cautioned that allocations may change depending on spring conditions. The Westlands Water District welcomed the adjustment, but said the allocations still are insufficient. General Manager Allison Febo said the increase provides some operational flexibility, but emphasized that a 20% allocation is simply inadequate to meet the needs of farms, communities, and ecosystems, warning growers will continue relying heavily on groundwater. The California Assembly has unanimously approved AB 2156 to designate March 31st as Farm Workers Day. During the floor session, lawmakers framed the bill as a recognition of the people who, quote, feed our state and nation, emphasizing the year-round contributions of farm workers to California's economy and the food system. The measure, authored by Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas and co-authored by all 80 Assembly members, would replace the current designation of Cesar Chavez Day with Farm Workers Day and require the governor to issue an annual proclamation. However, Assemblymember Carl DeMeo, a Republican from San Diego, called the bill, quote, a rushed job, said he understands the desire to quickly take out the trash. He also blasted Democrats for saying they stand with farm workers while passing regulations that have made it impossible for farm workers to do their job. DeMeo added that approving card check for union elections has led to bullying without a secret election. Assemblymember Tasha Borner of Encinitas, hoping to expand access to environmental reviews under the California Environmental Quality Act with a focus on disadvantaged communities facing disproportionate pollution burdens. Dubbed the Families and Neighborhood Safety Act, AB 2170, would require greater public access to information on proposed industrial projects and mandate translation and public notice so residents can better understand potential health and environmental impacts. Borner said the environmental review makes projects better and saves Californians billions of dollars down the line. The bill has the backing of environmental justice groups, often at odds with dairies over digesters and air and quality negotiations. Annabelle Marquez, an advocate for the Committee for a Better Shafter, has battled with oil drilling near her farm town. She charged that, quote, our community deserves clear and honest information about new industrial projects that could make things worse. BNSF President and CEO Katie Farmer says the rail giant has been handling record volumes of fertilizer this spring. In a letter yesterday to Corey Rosenbusch, the president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, Farmer said BNSF has been anticipating a strong spring season that even before the war in Iran effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz. That robust volume has materialized, and we are on pace to set a first quarter record for fertilizer shipment on our railroad. Rosenbusch had urged railroads in a letter last week to prioritize fertilizer shipments amid disruptions caused by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Farmer told him that BNSF brought additional transits online for fertilizer service, quote, without negatively affecting fluidity. Fertilizer car velocity during the fertilizer season so far averaging over 150 miles a day, which she said is a 15% improvement over the same period a year ago. Last week, Union Pacific Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales Kenny Rocker told Rosenbusch his railroad has seen a 2% increase in fertilizer shipments compared to last year and touted a 100% system car order fulfillment rate so far this year. The Senate has unanimously approved a bill introduced by Nebraska Republican Senator Deb Fischer to expedite producer access to federal disaster relief under the USDA's Emergency Conservation Program and Emergency Forest Restoration Program. Wildfires active in the state are the worst ever, burning more than 800,000 acres in the state, Fisher said on the Senate floor. She said the programs, quote, are often slow to respond to wildfires, floods, and other disasters. This means producers face significant delays and red tape when trying to get access to financial assistance. She said her bill would ensure that the program eligibility can be triggered faster in response to a wildfire and provide flexibility for the producers completing the rehabilitative work. Here's today's final word. This isn't just about a date on a calendar or a name on a building. It's about the hands that feed the nation. It's about the men and women who are out in the orchards, in the fields, before the sun even touches the horizon, and who are still there long after it sets. That GOP Assembly member Alexandra Macedo of Tulare honoring Farm Workers Day. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, March 25th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nowlin.